This thing's on?
Yes.
As it goes? No, it's pause your one. How you make it start now?
Yours is on.
Yeah.
Okay, so this week's Parshas Bechukotai, right? Alright. So now, it's a very, very interesting Parsha. First of all, normally, on a not a leap year, it's Paha and Bechukotai usually come together, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So remember, if you remember last week, we spoke in Parshas Baha, we spoke about the concept of Emunah.
Mm-hmm.
And Emunah, the tachlis of that Emunah, that is to bring you to Torah. Torah, that's the way you learn Torah. Naaseh, the Emunah of Naaseh v'Nishma, then you understand. And we said that it's the same pasuk, Lo Niflet Mimcha, right? That in that pasuk, Rashi says that's speaking about Torah. And the Ramban, that's speaking about Tshuva. And Tshuva, we know, is... Right, comes from Bina, that's Emunah. Imun, from the mother, right? Tshuva is the ability to come back to your Shorish, that you believe, when a person comes back, he believes he has something to connect with. You can only connect if you believe that there's ability to connect. You believe in yourself, you believe in the person you connect with. That's what Tshuva is. Tshuva, we say, it comes from Bina, the Hay, the Gemara Menachos, the concept of Tshuva, right? We're speaking about the Emunah, that's the mother, the Hay in the Gemara Menachos, right? We spoke about that last week.
Yeah.
This week is speaking about Torah. Shvius and Shemitah, Yovel, we explained, that's speaking about Emunah, and that's the Naaseh to the Nishma. This is the Torah. This week's Parashah. That's why they come together normally. Why these Parashah come together? It's not Stam that a Parashah comes together.
Naaseh,
and this is the Nishma. Right. They come together. That's why they come together. So it's Bechukosai. So... And that's what we said, we explained last week.
Yeah.
The purpose, the tachlis of tshuva, the tachlis of a keshe with your Creator, is Hashiveinu Avinu Taratzecha. As we explained last week, the tachlis of Yom Kippur, the tshuva of Yom Kippur is Kabbalah's Torah. So the tshuva of Yom Kippur is Kabbalah's Torah. That's what the tshuva is. That's what we say in our tefillahs. Return us to your Torah. So this week's parsha, we're going to speak about Bechukosa. That's the shlav. We had the Naaseh, we had the Bina, the Tshuva, the Tachlis, the Draw, the Yovel, we're free from a Yetzirah. And now the Hashiveinu Avinu Taratzecha, this is in this week's Parsha. And this week's Parsha says, Im b'chukotai teleichu, you go in my chukim, which is a very strange lashon. Ved mishpatai mitzvotai tishmoru, and you guard my mitzvahs. Va'asitem otam, and you do them. So Rashi, like, he doesn't tell you this is what Bechukotai means. We work it out because, like, Chukotai is not means learning Torah. It's a strange word for learning Torah. Who would have dreamt that Bechukotai means learning Torah? So we work it out from a process of elimination. That's what Rashi does. It says, Yechol ze kiyum mitzvahs. Maybe if you go in my chukim, it means you do kiyum mitzvahs, you do mitzvahs. Keshu omer et mitzvotai tishmor. It says, guard my mitzvahs, means keep the mitzvahs. Hare kiyum mitzvahs amru. We said kiyum mitzvahs. Hamani mekayim u'mechukotai tereichu. So what does it mean, mechukotai tereichu? Must mean something. What's left? Right? Shitiyu amelim b'tera. That you should be not learning Torah. You should be amelim b'tera. You should be working, toiling in Torah. So now we have the Torah requires toil. That's what mechukotai tereichu. What's a chok? A chok is something that doesn't have any time. It doesn't have any reason behind it. If you were a physicist, you call it chok, in Hebrew you call chok hateva. You have certain things which are chukim, you know? There's certain things which you know from reality. Gravity, an apple, it falls. Newton, right? There's certain thing, you know, I'm not going to go into the details, if it's string theory, if it's quantum mechanics. There's chukim in the world. This is how the world works. It's a fact. Now you do the mathematics to represent, that's the language you represent, and you work out the equations, you work out whatever you work out, right? But there's chukim in the world. The Torah is telling you that there's a chok in the world. The chok in the world is you learning Torah, you being amelim b'Torah. That's the first chok. That's the principle on which the world stands. B'chukotai teleku. That's what it's telling you. That's why it's funny lashon of a chok. The principle on which the world lands is Bechukotai Teleichu. We see in Parshas Parah, Parashas Parah, right? You know about Parashas Parah? We read it. The four parashas we read before Pesach. One of them is Tara. You get Tara with Parashas Parah, Parah Aduma, the red heifer, right? The purification. How does it talk about the Torah there? It says, Zot Chukat HaTorah. This is the Chok of Torah. Same Lashon.
Referring to the red heifer.
No, yeah, referring to red heifer. But Chazal Derish. Zot Chukas HaTorah. Right? Mm-hmm. And then it goes on and it says, right? So now we have the drasha, later on it says, Zot HaTorah. First it calls it Zot Chukas HaTorah, and then it goes Zot HaTorah. Adam ki yomus ba'ol, a man when he dies in an oath. So speak about Tumas Meis, but Chazal make a drasha here. What's the Torah? When your maimis ain divrei Torah, the words of Torah are not mitkayim, are not established in a person. They don't stay with him. They don't make an impression on him. And if he's maimis atzmo ba'ol shel Torah, he has to be amal the Torah. That's the chok of the Torah. That's how the Torah works. Torah is not a study. Torah is an amelus. Torah works only if you're Amelba. And because the Gemara says, because Amelus b'Torah means you want it. And the Gemara says, Gemara in Yevama says, Kamayim panim el panim ken leiv adam le'adam. Just as the Mashal of Chazal, you look into the river, the reflection, you smile, it smiles back at you. Kamayim panim el panim ken leiv adam le'adam. So is the heart of a person to another person. You like someone, they're going to like you. You don't like someone, they're not going to like you. How you feel about a person or how they feel about you is going to impress on you. Nothing to do with how you speak. To do with how you feel, your heart. How do you feel about a Torah? How you feel about the Torah is how much you're going to be amal for it. How much you're going to toil in it. If you really want it, says the Gemara, this is Rashi, you really want the Torah really wants to reveal itself to you. It wants to reveal Rimazeya, its hints, the Sodoteya, and its secrets. That's not a function of how clever you are. That's a function of how much you want it. That's a chok. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his rotzen, his will is the Torah. The chok of this world, the tachlis of this world, is to have that connection. What's the chok that you get that connection? Toil. The desire to want it. Toil is a sign that you want it. If you want it, and that's the chok, you're going to get it. If you don't want it, you're not going to get it. Anything else in life, you want it, you're not going to get it. I want to be a millionaire. I want to be, I don't know what, a brain surgeon. Maybe that, you could, because something to do with, maybe, that's not even certain. Anything else in life, you're not going to get through Rotzen. Why? Ruchnius, Rotzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Rotzen. If you want it, no one can stop you from getting it. Because the Tachlis of the Bria has to be that way. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, created the creation, for you to connect with Him, there can't be anything in the world that prevents you from connecting. The purpose. There can't be anything in the world to prevent you from connecting. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. If the purpose of the world is to be a rich man, right? Okay, then it doesn't work, because like one's rich. The majority are. 1% of the nation's rich, right? Doesn't work. If that's the tachlis to be a big businessman, that's the purpose we created, then it doesn't make sense. But if the tachlis is to come close to your creator, to be a tzaddik, no one can prevent you from being that. There's only one thing that can prevent you. That's you, your Yetzirah, your goof. The way you overcome your goof, the way that you overcome your inertia, that's a chok. It's through your amelus. Because the Gemara says, Lulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozra, the Gemara in Kiddushin. And you notice these Gemaras in Kiddushin? Because we're talking about connecting. Kiddushin's about connecting a relationship. So these Gemaras in Kiddushin. The way you connect, that's why your Torah is called an Isha. It's not an intellectual thing. It's an emotional thing. When I see a boy learning, I get excited. When I see a boy steiging, When I see a boy, I'm mailing b'Torah, I know he's going places. That's not related. Not related to how clever you are. It helps being clever, but it's unrelated. Torah is related to how much you want it. How much you want it is how much you omel ba, how much you toil in it. And that's how much you want it, the Torah will reveal it to you. What's the Torah means, the Torah reveal it? God reveals himself to you. That's the chok. And no one can prevent you from having it. Because it's up to you to be a tzaddik. It's up to you to connect to your Creator. No one can prevent you from being a tzaddik. No one can prevent you. It might be hard, but that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu decided for you. It's going to be hard. But that rotzen is going to get you there. Now, another thing I'm going to tell you. Not only is that rotzen going to get you there, that will going to get you there, not only that, but the rotzen you have defines who you have. I want to be a multi-millionaire. You're not. No one's looking at you. I want to be a tzaddik. You are a tzaddik. The Gemara, another Gemara in Kedushin says, I will marry you if you're a tzaddik. He's not. He was a Rosha. I will marry you if you're a tzaddik. If he says, right? Mikudeshet. Al manada, you'll be a tzaddik. How can you be Mikudeshet? He's a Rosha. How can you be Mikudeshet? Because he has a rotzen to be a tzaddik. The rotzen means he is a tzaddik. If he's mekabel upon himself to be a tzaddik, he's a tzaddik. That's what you see many Gemara speaking about. A person received his olam haba in one minute.
Right.
Shachad. He reached that rotzen. If the rotzen is amiti, is true in the person through and through, he reached it. He did it. He's there. That's what occurs. That's the chok. That's the chok of the world. Zod chukat haTorah, right? And that's what the concept of paradum. I'm not going to paradum. We're not learning that now. But that's the word that is speaking out here. Im bechukotai telechu. You have to go with that chok. When you go with that chok on amal b'Torah, the Torah reveals itself to you. What happens when the Torah reveals it to you? The Torah reveals. What do you mean the Torah reveals? Because Baruch Hu reveals himself to you. So of course, mitzvotai tishmoru. You're going to be kiyum mitzvos. Vasitim otam. You're going to be doing them. You express yourself properly. And then what happens? When you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means you're connecting the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu represent? You were created in this world with a chisaron, with a lack. Your purpose in this world is to complete that lack. That's your purpose. How do you complete that lack? By connecting to something which is complete. So the more you connect to the Torah, the more you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you're connecting to something that's complete, you complete yourself. When you complete yourself, you're completing the world that you're in. So what happens? Everything works out. V'natati gishmichem b'itam. Geshem, we explain. What does Geshem mean? Oh, she'it Geshem. So that's Rabbeinu Bechaya. It's the higher light, the spiritual light, which becomes physical. B'itam becomes its proper place. Time, its proper place. The natata ha'aretz yivula, the fruit of the land. Eitz asadi tepriol, fruit of the land. Right. V'sig lachem daish avinah batziv v'chule. It's going all the brachas. The motzafarcha. The natati shalom ba'aretz. And Rashi says shalom ba'aretz because without shalom you can have everything. Get all the wealth. No shalom, it's not worth anything. Shalom means shleimus. When a person connects to his Creator, he has shleimus. Then everything, the whole world, comes to shleimus. When there's problems in the world, it means we're not connecting. When there's problems in our life, we're not connecting. There's an inability to our connection. Now, the chiddush here is, and this is a big chiddush, we read all these brachas come to us, right? Because we were amelim b'Torah. You would think, if a person's learned doing mitzvahs, it's enough. Mm. I'm putting on tefillah in the morning, I'm davening, I'm doing everything I need to do. Mm. You know? I have my cholent on Shabbos. Great, life's good. You know? And I learn a bit of Mishnayos at night, you know, and I read a bit of Chumash, and I do a little bit this and a little bit of that. I'm doing good, you know? Of course, my Wall Street, Wall Street Journal, I have to read, you know. And this I have to do, and that I have to do, and, you know, I have to make money, I have to do. But, you know, okay, it's enough one Mishnah. You know, I'm a from Yid. Look, I keep Shabbos. I do all the good things, right? So you just think, that's enough. Chumash says no. Chumash says no. Im lo tishma'u li. V'lo tasu et kol ha-mitzvah. What does it mean, v'lo tishmu li? What does it mean, v'lo tishmu? Kiyu mitzvah is said. Let's look at Rashi here. Im lo tishmu li. You don't listen to me. What does it mean, don't listen to me? Because then it says, and you don't do the mitzvahs. Liyot amelim b'terah. Uledat midrash chacham. To know the drushes of Chazal. You call kiyu mitzvahs. You call you can keep mitzvahs is good enough. Kishu omeh lo tasu hari kiyu mitzvahs amu. Hamani mekayim im lo tishmu li liyot amelim b'terah. Right? Uma tamudo meli. Why say li tishmu li? This only happens if you know, you're connected already, and you don't want to learn Torah. It doesn't mean someone who's coming from outside is not learning Torah. Someone who's inside, he knows what it is. He doesn't want to learn. I want to look at other things. I want to do other things. I have time to do other things in my life. Right? So then it says, V'lo tasu. Mishelo tilmedu. If you don't learn, lo tasu. Harishtei Avera, then it goes, it goes one after the other, Avera, Gorera, Zorera, right, and you get really, really bad. And then, but how does it start? It starts when you're not amelim the Torah.
Yeah.
What does that mean? It means you don't want a connection. You can be doing all the mitzvahs. You can be doing everything. It's a shell. I eat challah on Shabbos, I put on tefillin in the morning, I daven, I do everything. All the mitzvahs I'm doing. Come on, you're a great yid. No averas, you're not doing averas, you're doing all the mitzvahs. Not enough. If you're doing all the mitzvahs, but you don't want that connection, you don't desire that connection with your Creator, you don't desire to understand His rotzen, what you're here for, what His rotzen is, that's what Torah is. If you don't desire that, you don't want it, you're not made with Torah, it's a shell. It's going to break that shell. You're going to lose it. That's a tremendous chiddush. That's a tremendous chiddush. I would have thought keep Shulchan Aruch is enough.
Me too.
Yeah. But that's not what Rashi says, that's what Chumash says. Chumash says you have to desire to connect with your Creator. That's called Amelus Petera. That doesn't mean you have to spend your whole day learning. It means that when you're learning, you like it, you want it, you want more of it. You can't because you have a family, you have to work and whatever. Okay. But you want it, you desire it, you want a relationship with your Creator. Today you didn't have a relationship because whatever, you had to overwork because you needed the money or your boss wanted you in and you couldn't learn. You're disappointed. It's hard for you. That's where we need to get. We need to get that we want the connection. That's the chok. That's how the world works. You can't go against that chok. That's the chok of the world. That's what this parasha is teaching us. Let me explain this. There's a mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, Torah ain't a Yerusha lach. It's not a Yerusha. Yerusha, inheritance. An inheritance comes. You have a rich father. You inherit riches. You didn't work for it. Torah doesn't work that way. You have a rich father. He's a big rabbi. Right? You're not going to be a big rabbi. You're not going to be an amelim. Torah doesn't work. Torah requires amelus because it needs you to desire it. However, so what does it mean it's not a Yerusha? If the child is toiling in Torah, then he will also inherit his father's portion. But it requires toiling. A lot of us are here because of some grandfather, we don't even know them, or great grandfather, we don't even necessarily know. But our melis to come here brings the shefa on us. Or maybe they push the flow on us. We don't even know necessarily. Later on in life, people find things out. No. It's a schus, it's a big schus. But it requires a melis. Kesha with your Creator is not something that's natural. You have a goof. You have an inertia. If you stick to the status quo, you fall. You have to fight against. That's why it has to be amelus. That's the chok of the world. Not like anything else, If you want to eat Ben and Jerry's, you just put it in your mouth. You eat it and you enjoy it. No resistance, no friction. Ruchnius, friction. You're not amelis, you go down. That's what this is saying.
What is kesher?
So the why it says telechus? So it says there's a Gemara that says that David Amelech, his raglaim would take him to the base of Medrash. If a person does the right thing, if he's amul b'tera, even the lower parts of his body, his raglaim, the higher parts of your body, you know, you have cognitive, you know, with your hands, you know what you're doing with them, right? Your legs, you don't really think about when you walk. They walk by themselves. You know, you ever did this? It happens to me often, right? You know, every day you walk out of the yeshiva or you walk out of your home, you go to a certain place, right?
Yeah.
You walk out, you know today you're not going to that place. But you don't think, but your legs walk you there, right?
Yeah.
They walk you to a different place because you're used to walking that place. The legs are less cognitive part of you. They do by themselves. When a person's on Melis Batura, his legs take him to the proper place. His leg takes him to the base of Medrash. Even the lower part of him, his loins, the lower part of self, become a kli for Torah. They telech. He goes with the Torah. He changes himself that he becomes a chaticha of Torah, a piece of Torah. Not a function, again, not a function. This is the Chiddush. Not a function of how much he learns. Function of how much he wants it. When you want something, you're shalom in it. When you don't want, you're not shalom, even if you're doing it. You could be sitting 24 hours learning, you don't want it. You're not shalom in it. You're less than a person who's spending 5 minutes on it, if that's all he has, but he really wants it. Tosis, every time it starts, a Gemara, there's a Tosis, why this came up. And a lot of times Tosis says, because Rebbe taught his Talmidim what they wanted to learn. And we know, Chazal tell us, a person doesn't learn, Ein Adam Lomed, Ela Ma Shili B'Chofetz, what he wants to learn, but Mokom Shili B'Chofetz, in a place he wants to learn. That's a person. That's what he does. That's what he does. Why? Because when you want something, if something you want, that's a sign. That's a sign there you need to fit. You know, with kids, you see sometimes kids sometimes, you know, they lick metal or they, you know, eat trina or something. You know, kids like sweet things. You don't find, all of a sudden you find a kid, she's just eating up a trina because they have a lack in calcium or they have a lack in metal. You know, they have a lack in iron or something. Same with us. Sometimes our soul, we don't recognize our soul. We're not so with it like a kid. We're not so with it. We desire a certain type of learning. We really desire it. Because it's a chisaron in our souls. It's a chisaron in our deeper self. If you desire something, that's what you should be learning. But I'm talking about real desire. I'm not saying, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. You know, like a lot of people like learning Kabbalah and stuff like that. That's just a joke. You know what I'm saying? That's a joke. That's because, you know, they want to be, I don't know what they want to be. But that's a joke. I mean, a real desire to learn something, that you have to work, you have to talk. You know, there's a lot of these centers in the world. Those are just big jokes. Yeah. So it says in Kaf Zayin, Im Bezot, Kaf Zayin, 26, 27. Im Bezot, and even this you don't listen to me. Va'alachte mimi bekeri. What does keri mean? Keri means b'mikre. Torah, well, you know, we're learning when Sfiras HaOmer now. The limud of Sfiras HaOmer is where it talks about if you have children when you're older, younger, have children when you're younger. And we learn it from a pasuk, right? If you have children, learn to have talmidim when you're older. The same Gemara, have talmidim, so when you're younger, have talmidim when you're older. Because you don't know which one's going to be better, even with the children. Then the Gemara says, then the Gemara brings Zugot of the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva and talks about that they didn't know it recovered Zeh Lezeh and they started dying in this period of time, and that's why we have Sfiras HaOmer. You know, we have this period of Avel, it's still Lag BaOmer. So, but you see there's a connection between Pur Avu and Talmud Torah. And also in the Gemara in Kiddushin, you see, there's a Havamin in the Gemara that says, you might have thought that since Talmud Torah, Nashim HaPturot, and Pur Avu, Nashim HaPturot, Nashim, women are potter from that, right? Having fruitful and multiply,
they're,
having children.
From that?
Yeah, because it says Kifshuha. Men are the way to be kovesh, to have dominion. Women don't have dominion. Women are more subjugated. Women don't have a mitzvah of Pur Avu. A mitzvah, ulai, machlokas Rishonim, of of Shevet.
Husband is supposed to prove
who? We also have a mitzvah of simcha. Right? Woman doesn't have a mitzvah of simcha. But it's up to her husband to be mesamecha, to make her happy. She's passive in these mitzvahs. He's the proactive one, she's the passive one. Okay, but we're not going there. There's a lot to speak about these things, but we're not going there. But we see that Gemara wants to learn Talmud Torah and Puravu. They also put it together. Why? We see that herayon is pregnancy. To impregnate someone, so herayon is also is to teaching. Because when you have talmidim, you're not just teaching. Remember we spoke about this? You're horah. You're teaching, you're giving a horah. You're giving over yourself. You're impregnating another person with yourself. And that develops in him an ibu. He's mit'aber from that. He becomes a child from that. That's why a rav has children. Just as a rav has real children, his own physical children, he has spiritual children. Why are they spiritual children? Because he teaches them. That's why if your rav chokhmato comes from someone, the majority of your learning comes from someone, he's your rav muvhak. And the Gemara says, it's a Mishnah. Whose Aveda is first? Your father or your rabbi? Your rabbi. Why? Because he brings you to the world to come. Whereas your father brings you to this world. What do you mean brings you? Your father gave birth to you. What do you mean brings you to the world to come? He gave your birth and the world to come came from him. Because your Torah, which is your Olam Haba, because that's the Tachlis. The Tachlis is the connection. The place where we see how connected we are is Olam Haba. Who brings you to that connection? The person you learned Torah from. He gave birth to you. That's what it means. And that's why it's connected to Purim. You understand? Now, what's Keri? Keri means, you know, when an issue. You know in English what an issue means? Keri means an issue. So, if you go with the Kodesh Baruch Hu b'keri, b'mikre, yeah, I'll do this mitzvah one day, maybe I won't it one day, by chance, you know, I'll take my, you know, today I'll be work with this mitzvah, tomorrow I won't work so hard, today I'll daven better today, I won't daven better, you know, you're not working. You go, whatever suits you, take it as easy, b'keri. When a person goes b'keri, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes b'chamat keri. That's what Pasuk says. Keri means without a connection, a disconnect. Because when your essence is not properly given over, that's keri. If you are not having a rotzen to come close to your Creator and connecting with Him, then you're wasting your life, you're wasting your seed, you're wasting your essence. That's why the Lashon is that way. You understand? Yikra, it says, in Varikra, it says, this little Aleph. Because other prophets, like Bilam, was Vayikra. He happened on Bilam. Wasn't a proper connection. You happened. Wasn't a proper connection. But by Moshe, Vayikra was an Aleph. Aleph represents Alufa Shalolam. It's a Loshon Chiba, a Loshon of connection. Because Moshe Rabbeinu has to be connected. Pe'el Pe'a da Bebo. Panim al panim, he spoke to him face to face. There's a proper connection that comes with the Aleph, the Alufa Shalom. The connection to Alufa Shalom is not b'mikre, it's proper connection. Why this parsha? Does it have the whole thing of Erechim? Now he told you Torah. Now he tells you if a person at this age is worth so much, a person at this age is worth so much, right? I talk about physical worth,
right?
Because you can't measure spiritual worth. A person doesn't have a measure. He doesn't have an erech. The only thing he has an erech is his physical body. So the only thing he can give an erech is on his physicality, because intrinsically a human being is a spiritual being. That cannot have an erech. That cannot have a value. That's a value which you can't explain it. It's beyond value. The only thing that can value is a piece of meat. This is goof. It's a piece of meat. That's not worth much as a piece of meat. Asher Shabbat Talmud Bayado, it means it's available to you. It's accessible. It's in your hand. Sometimes in your hand, right? It's usable. You can. It's there. It's in front of you. Barosho, right? You have to access it, right? Here, it's straight away. It's in front of you. And also, Talmud Torah has to be with actions. Torah isn't a chokhmah. Torah isn't a wisdom. Torah is a connection with your Creator and bringing that connection into the world. So it has to be expressed. Just as Puruvu is bringing your children into the world, the Puruvu Torah is bringing your that Rotzen into the world and expressing. Expression is an expression of hand. So that means the hands, which are your expressors, Talmudu Beyadu, means your Talmud, your Torah is expressed in the world in a proper way, in a correct way. There's a lot of people who just have hands. And there's people who just have Torah. A person's a shalem when he has Torah and hands. Talmud Abiyado. You can't come to the world to come with just hands. Mitzvahs, you're not going to get there. Without Talmud Torah, no Olam Haba. With just Talmud Torah, it's not Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah has to be expressed. That's why it has the person who comes to the world to come, Ashrei Ish, has to be Talmud Abiyado. His Talmud has to be expressed in the world.